Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40, the Bible says, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." I believe this is one of the most powerful passages in the Word of God. I kind of liken this unto an afterburner or a rocket booster. We are told and commanded to love. God says we're to love Him with all our heart, with all our soul, and all our mind. That was not a request. But then He says, the second commandment is like unto it, or it falls in line with, it's the same as, and He said, we should love our neighbor as ourself. Back in the 1970s and early 80s, Brother Jerry Falwell had a big push selling his Jesus First pins. I remember those. And I have heard many preachers throughout my many years in church, almost 57 years, say, we ought to put Jesus first in all that we do. I want to tell you something today. I don't think these preachers meant wrong by saying that. But it's not an accurate statement. It's not a scriptural statement. Now, I think I know that they meant well, and I'm not criticizing them for it, but the truth today will help you see what I mean. God tells us to love Him with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind. To have a first, you then must have a second, and a third, and a fourth, and a fifth, etc. And once you do the first, then you have to leave it to go to the second. Right there is the problem. We're not to leave Jesus or to leave loving Him to do anything else. The word all has to do with the word center. It means a hub. My wife and I have bicycles that we ride in good weather. And to move the bicycle, you don't push each and every individual spoke on the wheel. You see, you sit on the bicycle and move the pedal. That pedal moves a chain that moves a little sprocket at the back wheel at the hub. And as you move the hub, the rest of the bike follows. And God says that's what He wants in our life. He wants to be the hub that moves all of our life. He wants our love for Him to be what propels us in every aspect of our life. Now, you have to understand something. God's love is much deeper than you and I because we're sinners. God's love is the word agape. It's the deep abiding love. It's love that gives without expecting return. Did you know that you can give without loving, but you can't love without giving? You see, Real love is not concerned about what it gets. It's concerned about what the one being loved gets. Marriage is not an agreement. It is a commitment. It's not all fun and games. It's hard work. But real love is about giving the other what they need and what they want and not worrying about what you need and what you want. Let me give you a couple statements here. Number one, we need to give others what they need and what they want, not what we need and not what we want. You see, God looks at what we need and gives us what we need. God looks at what we want, and when it's not wrong, gives us what we want. But I wonder how many times we do that to God. Did you know that Calvary was Jesus giving God what God wanted? God made man to fellowship with him, and God's heart was broken that man sinned. And Jesus said, I'll give you a plan, God, so that you could have man back and you could get what you want. I don't mean this in an inappropriate way, but I'm sure Calvary and the plan of salvation was not what Jesus wanted to do, but he wanted to do it because that's what God wanted. Let's not let the byproduct become the goal. Don't try to be the best husband or the best wife. How about you just try to meet your spouse's needs? Don't try to be the best parent. How about we just try to meet the needs of our children? You see, too many of us want to be the best, which is the competition to come into first. How about we just try to be what someone needs us to be? That's what God's talking about. Number two, you can only love others to the degree that you love God. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. God is the source of all love. And your time with God will be revealed by how you love others. I can watch people love and tell you how close to God they are. You see, we only love others to the degree that we love God. If you don't serve God, you're not going to serve others. If you don't spend time telling God how much you love him and doing things for him, you're not going to tell others how much you love them and do things for them. So the best way for you to love someone else is to learn how to love God. Lastly, loving God means you make him the center of all you love. You see, he wants to permeate every area of your life. God wants to love through you at work. He wants to be a part of your work. He wants to be the center of your home. He wants to be the center of your play. He wants to be the center of your relationships, whether it be with a child or a spouse or a parent or a friend or church members or a pastor. He wants to be the hub. He wants to be that driving force. Oh, I wish you could understand. God does not want to be the genie in the bottle and we call him out every morning and tell him what we want and put him back in the bottle and plug it up and go on with the rest of our day. God wants to be the hub of everything that we do. He wants to be the center. How about we love others and not worry about what love we get back? And let's understand the truth. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.